And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February the 11th. Wayne Kramer, the guitarist and founder of the highly influential Detroit rock group MC5, died February 2nd. The MC5 were considered the foremost forerunner of the punk rock and roll movement. Very, very, very venerable figure in the rock circle. Wayne Kramer died February 2nd, the founder and guitarist of MC5. In other news, this week in 1964, the Beatles held their very first American concert at the Coliseum in Washington, D.C. Tiny Tim ran for the mayor of New York in 1989. Amazingly, he lost. Jimi Hendrix was given an honorary high school diploma and the key to his hometown of Seattle, Washington in 1968. The Miracles' Shop Around single became the very first million-selling record for Motown Records in 1961. In 1972, John Lennon and Yoko Ono hosted the Mike Douglas Show for the entire week. Jackie Wilson was shot twice by a jealous lover in 1961. He recovered, but he lost a kidney. The group Chicago began as The Big Thing this week in 1967, only later changing their name to Chicago Transit Authority. Bobby V performed his very first professional gig. It was the Winter Dance Party. The appearance was unpaid. He traveled 45 miles from Fargo, North Dakota with the Shadows to earn $15 apiece in 1959. Connie Francis, Pat Boone, and Jerry Lee Lewis performed on the first primetime edition of The Dick Clark Show in 1958. Ricky Nelson started his first ever British tour this week in 1972, and that by that point, he was known only as Rick Nelson, no longer Ricky. The Beatles made their second appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. In 1955, Little Richard sent his very first audition tape to what would be his future record label, Specialty Records. The first Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass concert happened this week in Los Angeles in 1964. Joan Baez, Booker T and the MGs, The Grateful Dead and The Doors were all given Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards in 2007. In the studio, the Beatles recorded Twist and Shout and I Saw Her Standing There, as well as most of the songs on their first British album, Please Please Me, this week in 1963. Cher recorded Bang Bang in 66. Screamin' Jay Hawkins recorded I Put a Spell on You in 1956. Gary Lewis cut Count Me In 65. Jefferson Starship recorded Miracles in 1975. Aretha Franklin recorded what became one of her biggest hits, Respect, this week in 1967. In 66, Neil Diamond in the studio recording Cherry Cherry. The Who cut their Live at Leeds album in Yorkshire, England this week in 1970. Now, Marcel's recorded Blue Moon in 61. Big Joe Turner recorded the original Shake, Rattle, and Roll this week in 1954. And in 1971, Aretha Franklin back in the studio, this time recording a cover of the Benny King song Spanish Harlem. Brian Wilson began recording the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations this week in 1966. Rock and roll birthdays, Gene Vincent, born in 35. Sergio Mendez is 83. Bobby Boris Pickett, born in 1940. Leon Haywood, born in 42. Songwriter, Jerry Goffin, who wrote songs like Up on the Roof with his partner and then-wife Carole King, born this week, 1939. Gene McDaniels, born in 1935. Lauren Green in 1915. Ray Manzarek from The Doors in 39. Peter Tork from The Monkees, 1942. Tennessee Ernie Ford, 1919. King Floyd, 1945. Peter Gabriel from Genesis, and later a very successful solo career, 74 this week. Lily Bryan from Billy and Lily is 84. Phyllis McGuire from the McGuire Sisters, born in 31. Melissa Manchester is 73 this week. Denny Zager from Zager and Evans, 80. Alvin Cash, born in 1939. Motown songwriter Brian Holland, who wrote many hits for the Supremes and the Four Tops with his brother Eddie, along with Lamont Dozier, is 83 this week. Sonny Bono, born in 35. Herb and Hal Kalin, born in 1939. Bill Dockett, born in 1916. songwriter Otis Blackwell, who recorded and wrote Don't Be Cruel, Handy Man, Great Balls of Fire, and many others, born in 1931. Gene Pitney, born in 1940. Bobby Lewis, 1933. Tommy Edwards, 1922. And Dodie Stevens is 78 years old this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February the 11th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.